welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're here with me today on the Erica Glessing Show. My intention today is to light you up. My intention is that you will get inspired and do something different than you've ever maybe even done before. My guest today is fabulous. His name is Justin Waltring, and he is an inspirational fitness expert. He's an author himself. He's helped lots of skinny guys all over the world just change. So welcome, Justin.
Thank you for having me. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Now, how did you do it? How did you go from skinny to like the man on the planet?
Yeah, you know, I would say through a lot of trial and error at first and just spending a lot of money and kind of just debunking myths in my own way, just kind of figuring out for myself what worked, talking to people that were everything from PhDs to gym rats, just kind of figuring out what really worked with the basics. But, you know, just simplifying it, getting down to the truth and knowing how to progress from there.
I love it. You know, one of the things I thought was so interesting in your background is you kind of made it corporate. Like, you had it going on. You had people coming to your shows and, you know, people signing things. And that ended up not being all that. And talk a little bit about that transition and becoming an entrepreneur.
Sure. Yeah. So I've technically been self-employed for 8 years, but then I started working with Dymatize Nutrition, which is probably the number one or at least the top three supplement companies in the world. So I also saw that corporate merger where we got purchased by Post Cereal. So I kind of saw that whole process happen. And early on, I kind of had this vision in my mind of, oh, I want to be on billboards or these banners within these expos. I want to be signing autographs. I want to be talking to people. I want to be in the magazine ads, the biggest magazines in the world with a national sponsor. And then I did all that. And ironically enough, the day that I was on these billboards, in these expos and doing all this stuff, it was just that kind of like vision collapse, kind of illusion kind of feeling happening where I just felt really dissatisfied or empty because they weren't seeing what I thought was the future or the bigger vision of where everything was going with the industry and fitness, wellness, et cetera. So I just decided to walk away from everything and then risk it all with my own production company, which is more outside the box, more metaphysical, more Eastern philosophy paired with Western science, because that's what was just drawing me in. And it always had been, but I had been experimenting on myself for 7 years too, to be honest. I didn't just dive into that without practicing. You know, I wanted to make sure I tried it all, tested it, and then implement it.
What's the one thing an entrepreneur that's interested in kind of health and fitness, and, you know, maybe they just love working out or they're into the gym, maybe not so much the skinny guys, they can come to you also, but the people who want to be entrepreneurs with it, what's one thing you'd recommend for them?
You know, you have to get leads. You have to have funnels in place to gather email addresses, and you have to set up analytics on the back end to test the data. So if you don't know where your traffic's coming from, how much you're converting, what the click-through rates are, you know, you're never going to be able to get quantifiable data to prove your success or show an investor. And I say that from experience, because when I was getting millions of views, I wasn't even knowing where they were coming from half the time. So now I've realized you have to have these systems in place and build
yourself. Yeah. Thank you. That's awesome. You know, when I was reading your book, I love the fact that it was like, think outside the box. And you're like, you know, if you're not bulking up and you're not changing, you got to change what you're doing. Like, if you're not getting where you want to go, tell me a little bit about that sort of knowledge when you meet with someone and you just get that they need to shift something out. Like, how do you recognize that?
Well, I'll say with skinny guys, and then I can kind of approach it in general, but with skinny guys specifically, that they say, oh, I eat a lot, or I'm trying really hard, but they're lying to themselves, and you have to own where you are right now. Take ownership. Don't say, oh, I'm doing so good, and they may genuinely believe that, but you have to kind of call them out and say, no, you're not doing really good with that, or that's not a lot, or you're, you know, that's too much. You have to be very honest and kind of bring them back to reality with what needs to happen to hit that goal and how they can quantify it and progress it.
I love it. Thank you so much. Tell me a little bit, like, what's your favorite book?
Oh, you know, my favorite book is Joseph Campbell, Hero with a Thousand Faces, and all that'll always be my favorite because that was kind of the introductory into storytelling with that, you know, spiritual twist from whether it's the Bible and Moses to Buddha, and just paralleling all that is just so fascinating to me. And I love looking at similarities instead of differences with storytelling.
And what song did you like when you were 16?
You know, I would say the Nate Dogg CD was bumping a lot in my car. That was a hot one, and Joe Budden. So I've always been a hip hop head, I guess, but I've always liked that. And those are some wilder days too. So
I love it. You know, I feel like I had to talk to you forever. Like, I didn't even get to ask you about, like, you know, Himalayan salt. Like, we didn't even have time to go through any tips because it goes so fast. But maybe just let people know a little bit of, like, what you're into and where they can find you.
Okay, I'm really working hard to build the members section of the My Muscle Academy at justinwoltering.com with nutrition videos, vlogs, fitness videos, and just adding the most value that I possibly can. You can find me on YouTube, Mind Muscle Academy, or Justin Woltering, or just go right to justinwoltering.com. And if you hear me on this podcast and shoot me a message, I will give you a free month membership so you can go in there, check out the book, check out the videos, and let me know what you think.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
The Erica Glisson Show is sponsored today by Happy Publishing, a full-service book publishing company, and the book The Energy of Play. Buy The Energy of Play today on Amazon and wake up that playful part of you.